Special Witness, Finding Joy, by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Did you know that Elder Richard G. Scott played the saxophone and the clarinet in a college jazz band? He teaches about being grateful for life and the world around us. Do you take time to discover each day how beautiful your life can be? How long has it been since you watched the sunset? What of the wonder of a cloudless night when the Lord unveils the marvel of His heavens, the twinkling stars, the moonlight rays? When last did you observe a tiny rosebud form? You are one of the noblest of God's creations. His intent is that your life be gloriously beautiful, regardless of your circumstances. As you are grateful and obedient, you can become all that God intends you to be. Sadness, disappointment, severe challenge are events in life, not life itself. Your joy in life depends upon your trust in Heavenly Father and His Holy Son, your conviction that their plan of happiness truly can bring you joy. Some people are like rocks thrown into a sea of problems. They are drowned by them. Be a cork. When submerged in or faced with a problem, fight to be free to bob up to serve again with happiness. When you trust in the Lord, when you are willing to let your heart and your mind be centered in His will, when you ask to be led by the Spirit to do His will, you are assured of the greatest happiness along the way. Note, from an April 1996 General Conference Address. End of note. End of Special Witness, Finding Joy, by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.